The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike, are you there?
Boss.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, boys.
Hi. Hello from Manassas. Where are you?
I am just outside Cap Haitian, Haiti.
How is it?
How are you, Rob? This is Mike O'Mara. We've worked together for a while.
You know, I think it's so great that you've decided to give up the internet thing and go on to helping people.
Thank you so much, Rob. Sec passe.
Oh, and what does that mean?
Como vie.
If you're trying to do the vignette sponsorship, it's not translating. Buzz, who is our vignette brought to us by?
It's Try Lending Tree.
Oh, so please.
Oh, we're beginning.
Yes, we've all right. Begun.
All right. We're brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. The leaves are falling and so are mortgage rates. The lowest rates in history, in fact, 3.125%. You could save hundreds of dollars a month when you refinance through LendingTree. Go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, and let over 200 lenders compete for your business. You'll get up to 4 customized offers in just minutes, and it's free. Don't wait. Try LendingTree.com today. That's T-R-Y, LendingTree.com. Get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS, or call 866-291-2010. That's 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS.
And Mike, here's what you've missed the most.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.LendingTree.com for details. LendingTree, NMLS, license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
The Lending Tree tag.
The disclaimer.
Now, tell us about Haiti. Yeah, how are you doing?
There's nothing I want to hear. There's nothing I want to sit through down here outside of Cap Haitian, getting a cell phone in my hand for the first time, actually making it through, than to sit through a goddamn Lending Tree commercial.
We love our sponsors.
Jesus.
How are you doing?
How are you, fellas? Glad that you're getting the job done. That's spectacular. No, we're down here, and it's been a life-changing experience in support of the Kayange Orphanage, which is in Cap Haitian, and we're cruising along with the director, Archibald, and my friend Bill Harvey, and we just came from a friend of Bill's farm outside of Cap Haitian. It's just been incredible to be down here and to do this, something I think I should have done a long time ago, and I think it's something everybody should do in their lives. It's been absolutely spectacular, and it's been life-changing. I really can't tell you how excited I am to come back home and talk about it and tell you everything about it. And it's just an amazing experience.
We can't wait to hear. I'm glad it's going well. What's the biggest thing you've been struck by? What's the thing that has made the biggest impression on you or that you've learned most so far?
Well, a lot of people talk about, you know, what's your surprise? What's something that you didn't expect?
Right.
And I think that the biggest surprise for me was the sheer numbers of people, the population in the city of Cap Haitian, which was just so much larger than I could have ever imagined. That's at the top of the list, then work your way down. There's nothing that that I've ever seen before.
Wow.
And it's very difficult to describe. I was telling somebody just the other night that this is something that's going to take months to process,
right,
for me.
Not
days, not hours. I'd love to sit here and do the yuck and the moments, but it's hard to do. It's really, really hard to do. And I think that it's something now that I look forward to telling our listeners all about, because the people down here are very, very special people. And the work that's being done down here is terrific work. I haven't found God just yet, but I'll tell you something.
Keep looking, Mike.
These Bible people are working on me. I'll be honest with you.
Keep looking.
And you know, here's the thing, guys. You know how I work. They're working on me because they're not working on me.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And that's something that I've experienced down here. It's just it's something else. And you know, it was a huge deal in Cap Haitian this week because they opened up a new industrial park and they had what was called the inauguration of the industrial park. And you'll never guess who was down here at the same time I was.
What? Now, did you get a chance to see him?
Didn't get a chance to see him, but I'll tell you, we saw some security.
I bet you did.
We saw some United States Secret Service.
Did any of the Secret Service ask if Carla was busy? Did they try to round up Carla for the ex-president?
Mike.
It was amazing. I mean, I ended up meeting an agent from Holyoke, Massachusetts, where I got some family. And with all the work that's being done, it hasn't prevented me from getting a little festive on a couple of nights.
Hey, good for you.
Nice. Excellent.
Mike, speaking of timelines, let's talk turkey here. An adoption, baseball, what have you seen?
I'm bringing, I'm going to sneak 10 kids back with me on the plane.
That's nice. Very kind.
So that'll be a full team and a manager.
There's one particular little guy, Bill, what's his name? Donaldson.
The drummer?
Who is, who was actually attached to me and drew me a pretty wonderful picture yesterday.
Aww.
And the kids down here just latch on to you really quickly. And I'll tell you something, there are about 40-plus kids at the orphanage, Bill. 45 kids at the orphanage. And they all go to school. They all are fed beautifully every single day. They're taken care of by the mamas, who are the grown-ups that run the orphanage there, and who do their clothes, do their washing, take care of the food every single day. And the good news about this thing that Clinton was at, they're going to get an industrial park with 25,000 jobs for the Haitians. Haiti's got an 80% unemployment rate.
Wow.
If we think we got people whining back in our country, imagine a city full of people that that don't have jobs. But this is the one thing I took away from it. These are joyous, happy people. They are, and it's just astronomical. We walked through the market in the center of Cap Haitian, and it's like nothing I've ever seen. And what we think of is freshness and food and how it's prepared. Don't throw all those things out the window. It's a different world down here, man. It's absolutely amazing.
You talk about, Mike, you talk about the differences.
I know I'm going on and I'm rambling, but
no, it's fine.
I'm going away.
You're talking about the differences. There's one thing I was really curious about. I've always loved to watch you with kids, but I've never seen you with kids that aren't American kids. When you're down there, do you see similarities in the joy? Do you do voices for the kids? Do they dig funny voices? Are they laughing? Are they a good audience for you? And how rewarding is that to make them laugh?
Rob, you know, I've done it for your kids. And I've kids, so you're familiar with the Donald Duck sneeze.
The duck sneeze,
One of my go-to standards, and it's gone over really well down here. And
excellent.
Yeah, the kids love to laugh, even with the language barrier. And one of the guys, this was a great day for me, one of the guys rolled out some drumsticks, and that's all I needed. Right. An empty water bottle and some drumsticks, and let the games begin.
You mentioned
that. And then the best part of this trip so far has been just hanging with the kids. And what's great about it is we're allowed to have non-structured events where we just sit there and, I mean, hours, just hours with no agenda and the kids in the orphanage. And, yeah, I'm doing all the shtick, and they'll come up and get on your lap. Carla's got a little 12-year-old girl named Jennifer that she attached to Carla the very first day, and
wow.
They just—it's love. That's all it is. Luv.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Just amazing.
And not to be,
and go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I don't want to get all Jerry on you here, but it's got to do you good to after seeing what you were describing in the marketplace as something so backward and something almost tragic. When you see the kids, it's got to be a wonderful comparison and give you some hope. Yeah,
it's amazing that people have a tremendous sense of humor. Not everybody's. It's not necessarily a safe place. I mean, we're running errands right now, and yesterday it was a trip to the bank. I'm here with the rest of our group. All the women are off touring the farm that a guy runs down here employing Haitians. And I'm in the middle of a village out in the middle of nowhere right now where Bill and Archibald, who's their director, they ran in to run some errands. You go into a bank here, you go into a grocery store, you go into a convenience store, and you're seeing a guy that's sitting on a chair with a double-barrel shotgun in his lap. And, you gotta take that very, very seriously. But even when the marketplace, it's like when we go to the market, there are about 13 of us, and the instructions are walk in a straight line. Do not engage, because you very quickly, if you stop and you start to engage, you're gonna be pretty cramped in a very short period of time.
I'm sure.
So with all the good and with all the good things, this is a tough place.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on here that's not pretty. that's not pleasant. But I will tell you this. My wife and everybody climb the Citadel. That's their tourist attraction down here. It's this fortress that overlooks Cap Haitien. And Bill told me going up I would have been okay, but coming back down with the ACL probably wouldn't be the best idea. Carla confirmed that. So it was me and our driver and about 300 Haitians at the bottom of the Citadel, and I was all by myself. And I didn't have one second where I felt, you know, in danger or threatened or any of that.
Wonderful.
Did
with
you remember? Yes.
If you do things incorrectly, mm-hmm. there's protocol. There's, you know, things you have to do. If you do things incorrectly, you can find yourself in kind of a sticky situation. But Bill and Debbie, my friends down here, they know how to do it. They know how to handle it.
All right, let's get down to really what's on everybody's mind. How are the shoes you bought?
These shoes kick.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. That's fantastic.
Now, I've got a question to ask you. We're flying out tomorrow morning. I'm going to get in probably later on tomorrow night. What the F is the deal with this hurricane? I heard the H word. Is there a hurricane coming down here?
Approaching Jamaica, I believe, the last I heard.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Don't make it all about you.
It's pretty small. It's pretty mild as hurricanes go. We're late in the season. I don't think you're going to have anything to worry about.
No, it'll be okay as long as you've got those shoes. You need those shoes. But if you have the shoes, you'll be okay.
I love my shoes. My shoes stood me well for the whole trip. I enjoy my shoes. I have discovered a new friend. The friend's name is Prestige. You guys familiar with Prestige?
No.
It's the national beer of Haiti, boys.
Ah.
Tasty.
Cheers.
And I'll tell you, I was having a good time with my Haitian brothers down here because they like Barack Obama. I had a good time with them last night.
A lot of the
law enforcement staying in the hotel, maybe not quite as much.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I had a great time.
But I have really good news about your neighborhood back here in Manassas, Mike.
Oh, good.
Suddenly, there's a wealth of Obama signs up and down the streets. I took a different route through your neighborhood this morning, and I drove down one street that had Obama signs up and down both sides of the street. So you're not as surrounded by Romney supporters as you thought you were.
Well, you know what? It's as much as I'm a political junkie and I love watching this as sport, I'm pretty damn thrilled that the whole deal is over. You know, and we're at the finish line. And you know, you think about our problems, and you think about what we have, the obstacles we have. Oh boy, it's a joke.
Yeah, it's really got to be good to be away from that.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, the one thing I will tell you when I come back, I'll give you a little tease here.
Okay.
I knew that Caribbean Island there might be a spider or two. I didn't know that they had the real official tarantulas down here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good for you. Bring some home for the kids.
We'll have pictures, and we will put it on the website. Bill said he took a picture of it the other night. I'm going to say probably 6 inches in diameter would be.
Wow.
Wow, that's
the
so
size, the size of your hand.
That's so big, you couldn't even step on those with your shoes.
No, it was arachnophobia. It really
hey,
was.
But, Mike.
Man, I mean, it's great. I mean, the people down here are awesome, and the people on this trip are awesome.
They like.
And you know how much I love to hate people. I really do. I really try. Listen, the trip's not over yet. The potential is there, you know, but I just hope maybe somebody can be at least a little bit of an a-hole to me while I'm here.
Mike, just briefly before you go, do you know the thread count of your sheets? They're so wonderful.
Right. And I will tell you, the guy director down here is named Archibald.
Right.
And Archibald, he's a huge LeBron James fan. Mm-hmm. We've already argued about that. I recommended my book that I like. But Archibald, I'll tell you something. I thought Oscar Santana could dress well.
Ooh.
I thought he was a good-looking guy. My God. Archibald, I swear to God, I have never met a more color-coordinated individual in my entire life.
It's always color with
you.
Send
me a pic.
Yeah, text him
it's
a pic from the cell
color
phone.
With me. That was not a racial comment, for God's sake. I'm talking about color coordination because of the clothes he wears, you dipstick.
Wow. Yeah.
I swear to God, Rob, when I come back there, I'm going to kick your ass.
with those boots.
With his shoes.
Hey, so how's everybody getting ready for Reno, for the Reno trip? Are we all psyched for that?
Everything's set.
Absolutely.
That's
yes.
Right. We're all getting new shoes.
All right, so let me, before I get off the line, let me teach you a little Creole. Okay.
Oh, good.
The national
Please.
Language of Haiti. Sec passé is how you doing.
Sec passé.
Sec passé.
Sec passé.
Or what's up, what's up, what's up? And then what's happening? What is this, a 70s TV show? Okay, it means Bill tells me it means what's happening.
What's dynamite?
And then they respond, Nambule.
Nambule.
Nambule. Okay, Nambule. I'm still learning it. I am.
How about you teach yourself some Creole before you teach us?
Ouch.
What's that?
What? Oscar said you were unprepared for the interview. That's all.
And then, a lot of people will speak to you thinking that you know Creole.
Uh-huh.
And one of the first people I met was, I think he went on and on and on. And I thought he was saying some nice things to me and actually being very pleasant to me. Then when it was translated, I wrote it down here. Hold on a second. Okay. Let me read it. It says, it was in Creole, and I can't repeat the Creole, but it was, boy, look at the fat, white, Irish devil. What an incredible jerk he is.
Oh, wow.
That's terrific.
Well, there's the a-hole you were looking for.
You know I kid. You know I kid because I love. It's been a, yes, Bill said, here, I'm gonna put Bill in for 2 seconds, okay? Bill Harvey.
Get ready, America.
The Keonge Orphanage. Here we go. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So since Mike brought up the Guo thing, which is large, I have to tell you that our women were talking to the teenage girls about the blonde men that came down, and they said, what do you think about Joel? And Joel is a young 21-year-old, good-looking young guy, and they said, ooh la la.
Ah.
And they said, great, what do you think about Mike? And all the girls said, Beth. I'll let Mike tell you what Beth means.
Oh, good. I look forward to that.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Bring our boy home safe.
Beth Creole. Beth Creole means beef.
Oh, beef. How lovely.
Beef. So let's get the translation. Yes, one guy gets ooh la la, and Mike looks like an effing cow.
Moo. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, couldn't be more thrilled with that. Yeah, and a lot of laughs, man. I mean, we're having a great time, and I'm going to try like hell not to think about the hurricane that's, bearing down on us. Yeah. You know how much I love to fly. And we're taking a little plane here tomorrow. They're going to wind the rubber band, and we're going to get rolling out of Haiti.
You're going to be fine. Continue to be safe there in Haiti, Mike.
Godspeed.
Yeah, come home and see us, all right?
I look forward to being back with you guys on Thursday. And don't forget, we got the big Reno deal going pretty soon. And November 10th, don't forget about that.
Right.
It's going to be fantastic. And I hope to be bringing you back some wonderful mementos from Haiti.
Cool.
And,
nice.
Keep rocking, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mike. God bless.
Love you, man.
Creme brulee.
Well, yeah, and all that good stuff. Well, he sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Do we have any other calls to take before we...
I think we do, yeah.
Oh, just this one. Hold on. Hello.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling.
Always.
I just
wanted to give you a call.
His timing could not be worse. Stop the Bee Gees. Start the show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What'll it be?
That's no way to talk. What'll it be? That's no way to treat a customer. Come here, try it like this. Pay attention, you'll feel better and the customers will be happier. Try this. What'll it be? Try that. Come on, we haven't got all night. Try it.
What'll it be?
Good, that was wonderful. Did anyone ever tell you you couldn't sing? Nice. Make me an Alaskan polar bear heat on a double. Come on, come on.
Did you say a polar bear heater?
No, you said it. I said an Alaskan polar bear heater.
I never heard of that.
Until now.
Until now.
All right, pay attention. Two shots of vodka.
Two shots of vodka.
A little rum.
A little rum.
Some bitters.
A little bitters.
And a smidgen of vinegar.
A smidgen of... Are you going to drink this here or are you going to take it home and rub it on your chest?
Hey, that was terrific. Hey, did you hear that, folks? A regular George Bernard Shaw. Good boy. And he did it all by himself. You did it all by yourself and nobody helped you. That's terrific. And with your very own big mouth. Now, if you don't want this cocktail shaker to become a part of your gums, mix the drink, shut your mouth, and pay attention. Is that clear? Repeat after me. I'll pay.
I'll pay attention. I'll pay attention.
All right, let's continue. A shot of vermouth.
A shot of vermouth.
A shot of gin.
A little gin.
A little brandy.
A little brandy.
Lemon peel.
A lemon peel.
Orange peel.
Some orange peel.
Cherry. Some more scotch.
Some more scotch.
Now mix it nice, then pour it into a tall glass.
Hey, I never tried one of these. Do you mind if I take a sip?
Oh, go right ahead.
Not bad.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's us,
yeah.
America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded way more than 15 million times
way
and heard
more.
In 150 countries worldwide. Don't call us.
No.
No,
we'll call you.
We've got our fill.
That's pretty good. I think that's our new policy. Don't call us. We'll call you. But it's 718-506-1625. Now entertaining calls from Haiti. And it is October 21st, 2012.
23rd.
Yeah. That's 2-3.
Look at that. Look at that. This is yesterday's show prep from 2 days ago.
Mike's away and Jerry Lewis plays.
That's right. By request, I played that. You don't like that? I don't like the Alaskan polar bear heater?
I think it was fine.
Yeah, it was just fine.
Today's
right.
show brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. There's nothing quite like ditching your glasses or contacts, and TLC can help you get there. The TLC staff is friendly. The surgeons are experienced. The equipment always state-of-the-art. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge. They have locations all over the country. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, please do this. Call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or to find them online at their new web address, TLCvision.com. TLCvision.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's TLC Laser Eye Center.
If you get your eyes fixed, you can see Mike's shoes.
Oh.
His fantastic shoes.
Yeah, I didn't get to see those shoes.
They were great. Well, he stewed about them for days before mm-hmm. the trip. And then when he finally got them, he was very excited. I imagine his excitement that they're working out down there.
I think a tarantula would make a great playmate for Frankie.
I do too. Well, I'm not sure. I think Frankie could ride the tarantula he was describing. So did we all watch the debate last night?
We did. Well,
how's that? Was that last night?
Do you think Mitt is laughing this morning?
No.
Yeah, but on the upside, he held his own.
I don't
Did
know.
He?
Carrie brought up something interesting about two-thirds of the way through. She says, Mitt Romney, he keeps burping. Is he going to throw up? And I think that's what really kept me through all 90 minutes of it. I was really hoping he was going to have a President Bush vomit moment. But
nice.
He was sweaty. He had a strand of hair out of place. Mm-hmm. And he looked sleepy.
You know what I hated was the split screen. The split screen really bothered me because I always feel like they should have a picture-in-picture because I'm watching the content. Well, whoever's not talking, I'm watching the other guy.
Sure,
right.
And I don't want to watch the other guy. I want to listen to the guy who's talking.
I like the single shots better.
Right?
I did.
And I would have liked the split screen reversed so that it looked like they were looking away from each other at all times.
That would have been strange.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
but some different networks had a different layout. I was actually watching.
Oh, did you flip around?
Yeah, because I was watching with Todd and Katie Cole because we were going to do Tech 401.
Yeah.
Then we got caught up in the debate, and I said, this,
Katie loves politics.
I said, this shot, Annie, and this shot right now is completely different than what I would want the experience to be because in the past, the networks would show a split screen, but not all the time.
Right.
I think NBC, for the most part, showed a split screen.
Always.
And then ABC, it was Channel 7 or ABC affiliate.
They do picture in picture.
They didn't do picture in picture. They actually had the full screenshot of the candidate.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was like, I can watch this guy talk about it, whether it be Romney or Obama, but split screen, you're always looking at what the other guy's doing.
Yeah, but it's really important, I think, sometimes.
Don't you stop listening, though?
Maybe a little bit,
but
I think they probably decided to do that based on the vice presidential debate because the whole story was Biden reacting to Ryan. And so you're going to want to see it. And also on NBC, their split screen, it was split with red, white, and blue stripes. So it made me feel very American.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, but I was not bothered by it. I like seeing both of them and just tightening it up. I mean, it's no different than just doing a wide shot, except you get to see their faces better.
I'm going to go to Buzz and I'm going to try to be as...
Awesome?
No, just just try to be as bipartisan as possible.
Okay, I can do
What
that.
Did you think overall?
I think overall, you mean last night's debate, who won, who lost?
Yeah, no, the impact of who won, who lost, and then the impact of the debate to the
election. Well, let's start with that first. Okay. I don't think the impact will be that great. I don't think that last night will make a large difference in anything. I mean, I will talk in the news coming up a little bit how there's a potential to tick the polls just a little bit and erase this close. That could be significant. I think it was very clear, and I'll outline my reasons for this later as well in my analysis, that, and again, again, and not coming from a partisan standpoint, I've taken a lot of pride in trying to be as balanced and as fair as possible. And I think that it was a clear win for Obama. And like I said, if I could do it now or I could do it later, lay out the specific reasons, you know, why I think that's the case.
Stick around. I think that Obama came energized and he looked sharp and forceful and aggressive without being like overly threatening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he walked the line almost perfectly, but I really do think the problem with him, with declaring him a winner, and it's not a problem, it's the reason he won, I think Romney just looked defeated when he came out.
He did look tired.
He looked tired. He looked, his eyes looked puffy. And
he looked thinner.
And well, he's ill.
Well, you think everybody looks better thin.
Yeah, but also,
well, that's true.
I mean, whether or not it's true, I think he spent too much time agreeing with the president. It was a debate.
Absolutely.
And that makes you look
weak. And
that's
one point that I don't cover as much as I should in this, and that is that a lot of what Romney said last night is, well, I agree, you're right about this, you're right about this, you're right about this. I think it sounded to me like Romney agreed with more things with Obama than he disagreed with. But the other thing about this debate in judging a winner is, unlike the previous debates, it was really more about style and presentation and who was sweating and who wasn't.
Right.
Last night's was really more about substance, I think, because they were both low-keying it, because they were both trying to be statesmen. I think the win and the loss came in the substance or lack thereof.
Yeah. Am I the only one, speaking of style, that noticed that Bob Schieffer was wearing purple socks?
You're the only one who noticed that.
Yeah, well, I thought for a second it was being moderated by Donny Osmond last night. Carrie made me go back and show you, but yeah, Bob Schieffer, purple socks. Either that or his circulation is horrible.
The most sports he's got therapeutic socks or medical socks.
Yeah, these are prescription socks for Mr.
My dad has those. I know exactly what you're talking about. Try stealing your dad's socks when he has poor circulation.
Compression.
You put them on, you can barely walk.
Wow. Yeah.
Compression hosiery.
Yeah, that's what it is.
His circulation is worse than the Washington Times.
So boring that we turned off the debate and went and got wings and drinks.
Wow, I hope they were crispy enough.
They were crispy.
Now, did you guys actually start Tech 411 and then decide to cancel out of it?
Oh, no. Well, the iPad Mini's probably coming out today. The big announcement Apple's coming. So as we were watching the debate, I said, it was Todd that said, look, big news coming out from Apple on Tuesday.
Right.
And then on Thursday or Friday, Windows 8 will be released. So we should probably do a show on Friday that encompasses all of that and keep it fresh.
What was Katie Cole's opinion on that?
Well, Katie was down for anything. But we ended up doing... down for whatever. We ended up doing... recording just a segment of Apps of the Week since she was there. But overall, we'll have a new Tech 411 out this week that we recorded last week, and then another Tech 411 coming out today.
Since you bailed on the debate, you may have missed some key moments, and maybe
what
we
did I miss, Buzz?
Purple socks.
The man that has the foreign policy experience is the president. He was going to win regardless.
Right, yeah, but you missed horses and bayonets, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I did miss that.
Yeah. We can go to the clip, I believe. I do have it right here.
It's fun. We'll recap it, but yes, I'd love to
hear
it.
Oh, you wanted to hear the tape?
Oh, you can play it six times if you want.
Actually, I have the... hold off on that for a moment.
Here it is.
I'm sorry.
I think Governor Romney maybe hasn't spent enough time looking at how our military works. You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed. We have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them.
Things. Yeah, it is face.
Ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines. And so the question is not a game of battleship where we're counting ships. It's what are our capabilities?
There were a couple of snacks. There were a couple of SmackDowns like that.
So. Yeah, and you know what? As rehearsed as they obviously were, he used them well, and they didn't feel shoehorned in.
Exactly.
I think he did. Again, he was aggressive without looking like a dick, and he looked like he was in control.
Can't wait till this is over.
Oh, everybody feels that way. But you know, I was thinking about that this morning, and we're just sick of it. We're tired of it. It's gone on too long. It's been very contentious. It's been very, very close, and we're just exhausted by it. I wish we got that tired of war. I wish we, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's funny the things we.
Fun.
I know.
What?
No, it isn't. But it's.
Well, address all letters.
It's just funny sometimes, and we're all guilty. I do it, but it's just funny the things you catch yourself whining about sometime and thinking, well, you know what? It will be over soon, and there are worse things to be tired of.
The candidates are forcing the election down our throat. The government is hiding the war from us because it doesn't look good. So we're easier to tire of.
What about poverty?
Yeah, what about poverty with a V?
We should be more tired of that than we are.
Now, speaking of tired of the election, there is one way to sort of make it end sooner, and we touched on this briefly yesterday, early voting.
Mm-hmm.
You thought about voting early.
I strongly considered
it. How do you do it?
Well, you apply for it in Virginia, and I think it varies from state to state. Some states a little easier, some more difficult. But in Virginia, you fill out an easy application.
Mm-hmm.
And on that application, and here's the key part, you have to find, they give you a list of possible reasons that you cannot make it to the polls on election day.
Okay.
You have to explain why you're not. And one
did you have a trumped up reason?
Well, everybody does, really. And they let you get away with it. You choose 1E, which is the thing that says my hours are such at work that I cannot make it to the polls.
For you, Buzz, that would have to be your hour.
Exactly.
My hour is in the way.
My hour at work.
But my routine is effed.
They never check this. They don't enforce it. They really don't care. This is really about making sure that every vote gets counted.
But realistically, legally, if they found out you were lying about it, couldn't they say that you lied so your vote doesn't count?
I guess they could, but I said, I don't know that this I know this is never checked, and certainly it's not enforced.
Do you get a sticker that says I voted early?
See,
because the sticker's the best part of voting.
Here's the sneaky ass thing I was going to do.
Oh, yes. It's buzzing his sneaky ass.
Mike gave us all a mandate to vote the morning on election day, that morning before the show, and to come in wearing our stickers.
That's right.
Yes. I have saved an I voted sticker from a previous election
that
I thought, well, and my concern was.
So you weren't going to vote anyway.
No, I'm going to vote. I was thinking about not voting that morning because I do show prep. I'll be writing the news and.
You're going to vote for an excellent newscast.
Why can't you just walk and say, Mike, I was doing the show prep. I can vote after the show.
Right. Well, he wanted us to all vote before the show.
You know what I'm going to do?
So that we could talk.
I'm not going to vote till the night of.
That's awesome. You're not allowed to vote, I didn't think.
You rebel. You rebel.
You're allowed to vote?
No, I just think it's funny that you're going to come in with a sticker and say I voted and then go afterwards.
But see, then I wouldn't be able to talk about the experience. So
what is it? It's boring. You go in, you punch the card.
No,
voting
is awesome.
You talk about the turnout. You talk about who you saw there and what
talk about
saw
the
there.
Hot seniors.
Right, exactly.
And do you spell Spiewak?
I think that's what Mike wanted to hear. So I'm going to do a lot of my show prep, some of my show prep the night before, and then I'll add any breaking news in the morning, and that'll leave me time
to get
to the polls.
Here's what you do. The night before, the Monday before the election, write a story that says Romney wins and write a story that says Obama wins.
Oh my God, just like the networks do.
And then when you're good to go, you could sleep in. You don't have to get up till 10:30. You'll
get
be
up
fine.
At all.
No, just send them in. Send them. But would you ever vote early? Would you vote early given the chance?
I have in previous years.
I hate voting as it is.
I love voting.
Well, this is the thing. I know that in D.C. it really doesn't. I mean, I know it counts, but it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
But D.C. is chocolate city. All right. So what do you think?
Sure,
think's
I don't
happen?
Know what you mean.
Yeah, they're going to vote for the black man, Obama. All right, it's the truth.
Where were you supposed to send those letters, Rob?
He said right to Oscar, North Pole.
He speaks the truth.
Yeah. Would you vote early?
I would, I mean, I don't have any real reason to, but I would.
I dig the experience, the old school experience. And you know what? I do miss that they don't have the chunk thing anymore that closes the curtain behind you.
Yeah,
right. I miss that.
The peep show?
Yeah, the peep show. No, that's the audio.
Oh,
that's the cash register.
Oh, right.
Well, that
Mark is just trying to get himself turned on over there. but now it's like a Scantron. I believe is how they do it in Loudoun.
Mine's
County.
A touchpad in Fairfax
Ooh,
County.
Yeah, nice.
Fancy.
Very modern. But I would always, I look forward to the voting experience. And I also, I think the kids have the presidential election. Do they have it off that day?
Yeah, they usually do.
To keep the elementary schools free.
Yeah.
They can't vote.
No, but I like to bring the kids with me, or at least a kid, to let them know it's important.
Which kid will you be bringing?
I'll bring Robert because he's not a pain in the ass.
Okay.
Carrie can deal with the girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what they'll vote for.
Is she going to vote?
Yeah, they'll vote for makeup and shampoo is what they'll vote for. All in favor.
I have to ask Oscar, how'd you get that blister on your right hand?
Oh, I cut myself, actually. Oh. I was taking a
cry for attention?
No, I was taking the tag off a suit I bought for Dan and Katie's wedding.
Yeah.
And then I was using a butcher knife.
Oh.
And I cut the tag and right into my hand.
Huh. Why did you buy another suit? You bought a suit for Boston that you didn't wear.
Well, you know, it's always a good time for a new suit. You feel good about yourself.
It's like voting, isn't
it? It's on sale.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. Hold that thought.
Yes.
We'll be back in a minute. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's not a blister.
Man. The man who complains about not having closet space is buying a suit every other week. Maybe that's the problem.
Great sales out there.
Yes. Keep bolstering the economy. Segment two
is brought to you by Wait Not. That's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. What's the latest, Mr. Handsome?
As I remain 100 pounds down, I'd like to tell you the story of this shirt. And I did not know this that we were going to do Wait Not when I selected this shirt today. Mm-hmm. I bought this in the size that I've been wearing for months, and I brought it home, and it was, for the first time ever, too big for me.
Wow.
I had to return.
Shoulders are hanging
off
a little.
I had to return and get just a standard all-American extra large, and nice. I haven't worn an extra large since high school.
I'm looking at you could go to a large. If that's an extra large,
yeah,
you could go to a large.
If I wanted to look like you.
Your shoulders are still hanging off.
Yeah, and early vote. No. But anyway, it is so cool now. It is so easy. It is so much cheaper to buy clothes.
Yeah,
I mean, take the fact out that I'm healthier, I'm not on blood pressure medication anymore, and I'm getting all kinds of trim. Mm-hmm. But take all that out of it, is that it's just so much easier going through life being the standard size that God intends you to be.
Yeah.
And Wait Not makes it so easy. So
and
do
they do
it.
That with the food and the decisions, what you learn.
I've learned I can do it. It's a real life program. You don't have to eat candy bars or magical shakes or anything. You just know what to eat. You eat right, and you eat right for the rest of your life.
That's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486.
What do you think the ETA for your commercial is?
I have not heard, although I'm getting a package from Wait Not today, so maybe there'll be information in that.
Cool.
I will let you know.
WaitNot.com, unbelievable results you can believe in.
I believe in the fact that Oscar had himself a weekend, and we only touched on this briefly.
Fun times.
What's that?
Well, fun times.
Okay.
Fun times, good times by everyone.
You made your suicidal gesture as you were trying to get the tag off your suit.
So...
I know you didn't go full Cobain, but you made a little gesture.
Okay, so yesterday on the show, this is going to suck.
No, because just to recap,
I was asked not to talk about this.
Mm.
But
you went to the wedding stag.
Yeah, if there's one thing you know about me, and if you listen to the show, or if you date me, or if you're friends with me, that
I'm one for three.
I don't let anybody dictate what I say on the program.
That's right.
And maybe that's why... I probably will be eternally alone.
No, you're fine.
But
just like you were at the wedding.
Let me say this, that I date a very wonderful, kind woman.
Mm-hmm.
She makes me lunch in the morning, which I eat before the show today. And I tucked it right in the couch and was done.
It was
and
the world's tiniest sandwich. Can you show just what's left of it? I mean, it was hors d'oeuvre.
Although, yeah, there are mini sandwiches. She makes me two of them.
Nice.
Just so small.
But there are times, I think, when a woman is just a woman and they get in their own way. And on Saturday, which was a beautiful day, I ended up arriving late to the wedding. Shocker!
What?
But outside of arriving late to the wedding, I had an amazing time, and she picked me up. And the one thing that
this was Katie's Katie
and Dan's. If you're following
right,
along
from
at
yesterday's
home,
show,
they had a great wedding on Saturday.
Right. How did you get to the wedding?
I drove there,
but then required a pickup.
A pickup, yeah.
Okay.
So I called my girlfriend. I said, I can either get a car to pick me up and take me home, or I can ask you for a ride if you're not busy.
Mm-hmm. I could book a huge limousine.
No.
You could come get me.
A service called Uber. Maybe $20 to get home. Not
perfect.
The end of the world, right?
Nice.
So she said, no, I can come get you. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
I end up getting picked up. But the whole night, I was making sure that I wasn't like blacked out drunk.
Because
nobody wants to see that. It's not a good look.
Good for you.
You're not the guy who fell down.
I'm not the guy who fell down.
No.
Or girl. So as I got in the car, I was like, hey, like great times. I'm talking medium drunk, not like hammered drunk.
Just a happy
day. So really what happened is you maintained the proper level.
Yes.
You maintained your balance. You were on the thin line of perfect.
Yeah. And I could have gone somewhere else, but everyone there wasn't like, it was just a nice, everyone was respectful, family experience.
Allow me to applaud you as a guy who's really good at drinking.
Yes.
That's a major undertaking.
You got to do work.
You really
right?
do. You got to do math.
The results are great.
Yeah,
I'm going to drink water.
I want to play soccer in the morning. I don't want my old lady getting mad at me. I
exactly.
just don't want any
same
of that drama,
thought process
right?
I have every time I crack
all
a beer.
All the fun without the heartbreak.
Got to play soccer tomorrow.
Yeah. So I jump in the car and she's like, hey, how was it? She goes, hey, I found this in the car. And I used to date a girl in 2006 for like a cup of coffee. And somehow a picture
hold
of her.
I'm lost.
What do you mean dated for a cup of coffee?
Like she
just
offered
like
him
a couple
coffee
months. Like a couple
said,
months.
Okay.
Like
okay.
we dated.
So I thought it was like a weird prostitution agreement.
No. But that'd be interesting if
it
you
would.
Could pull that off. So I probably could find that on Craigslist. But
Starbucks without the B.
So I And so I had
order it skinny.
I was like, yeah. Oh, I looked at the picture and immediately, because I'm a little drunk, I'm like, first of all, I'm like, really? Like, this picture's from 2006 or 2007. Who knows? But regardless, it's from years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And apparently it was in my glove box, and she had gone out to lunch. She needed something in the glove box and had found this.
Is this the car that's hers now?
Yes. Her car that she drives that used to be my car.
Right. It was a lovely gift.
Yeah. Well, it's not a gift. It's just a token of my appreciation for her moving out here. And
call it a gift. It'll sound better if you call it a gift.
Until further notice.
Whatever. So
didn't take all the pictures out, but you can use it for now.
Well, clearly it wasn't something that's top of mind. People, what do you know? What you have in your glove compartment?
Yes.
What
yes.
do you have?
Right now, I have nothing because remember my car was broken into.
That's true. But beforehand, how many things have you put there just in passing? Receipts.
I do have some junk.
Yeah,
in there.
Just junk. Yeah.
Oh, sure, random.
And
stuff.
And the car was transferred to me. It was delivered by CBS Radio to my house from Arizona. So I actually.
And you wonder why they were so broke they had to fire us because they delivered Oscars. Car.
So I actually had to pack the car up with stuff because I wanted to save on moving expenses. So it was packed with junk. So when it was moved here.
Why does this car have a sofa in it?
Yeah. It had stuff. So I'm sure stuff still lingered there. So I pick up the picture and immediately I'm like, this is from 5 years ago. So right. I play along and I'm like, wow. I was like, those are some good looking girls. So I start egging her
boy.
On.
That's smart.
And then,
boy, you are drinking.
And then she says goofy. To me, she goes, look, she goes, you're so much thinner there. What happened? So she starts hitting me up, right?
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, no big deal. But then she asked me, she goes, look at that necklace. And I'm like, okay, so it's a necklace. Oh. And I haven't even noticed. She goes, did you buy her that necklace?
Oh, so it's a picture of you and the girl.
And her friend.
Deny, and her friend.
Yeah.
Deny.
Yeah, and I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then I looked at it, I was like, I never bought this girl a necklace.
Good for you. Good
like
boy.
A little, two, 3 months maybe.
Right.
Yeah. You know? You don't buy necklaces then. Everyone knows that happens in 4 months.
Let's say that.
Definitely a 4 month gift.
As I sat there,
cup of coffee.
Then I was just like, you know, I had an amazing day today, and now I'm dealing with this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
you say that, this or you?
And no. Just this situation
right,
where,
right. Okay.
Like, I got the Spanish Inquisition here, and,
so to speak,
and I've done nothing wrong. I just thought it was. I thought it was childish. That's all I thought it was. I thought it was. It was. It's like if.
How
if
much
I,
did she harp on it?
She. Well, the one thing you should know about me, Rob, is that I don't let them harp. Because
you're awesome again?
No, because I just say, this conversation is over.
Not that kind of, stop that right now.
And then I stop talking.
Right. Well, I mean, I understand if I'm her and I find the picture, I'm concerned, I ask
you. I don't look like that right now, though. Clearly, it was from years ago.
I know, but play along, because this is how I think women react, and she sees you, and she sees this
having
other
the time
girl,
of my life.
Exactly, in this picture, so she's going to ask you about it. That's inevitable. And you gave the right and honest answer, which is, that was a short thing a million years ago. It's nothing. Now, my question to you is, did she accept that answer? Was that satisfactory
to
her?
She apologized the next day. Because
the next day, but she didn't accept your explanation right at first.
Was it chilly when you got home?
It was chilly on my end because there's the point where
you shut it down.
Where I'm just like, I'm not dealing with this.
And besides, you know? No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Just had the element.
But again, the next, I think a bigger woman would have just continued to
you
fight.
You would never date
fight,
a bigger woman.
Fight with it. No, I wouldn't. But she would continue to fight. The next morning she woke up, she said, I am sorry. That was bad timing. Uh-huh. For some reason, I was in the car with my girlfriend.
Oh,
shocker.
Embarrassing.
She went into the glove box, pulled it out, and I can't imagine the conversation that came after.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they're together.
Yeah.
Because the other one will egg Shannon on.
Well, they'll be clucking all about it for like an hour and say, I wonder what happened here. Who knows this? Look at that. Look at her hair. Are those real? You know, all these things.
Did Shannon ever apologize for calling you fat?
No, she didn't call it. But, you know, she does that all the time. And
really?
It hurts.
I don't see it.
Words hurt.
You are an abused guy.
Okay. Yeah, I think you look great.
No, I've been throwing up lately. I'm all right.
I'll be
back in fighting shape.
I think you look good.
Now, seriously, are you throwing up? You've been doing the bulimia
thing? Oh, my God. If I could get bulimia, it would be awesome.
If I could get it.
I just can't
seem to get. It's not like the flu.
No, I just feel like, look, clearly this is not a joking matter.
I'm sorry.
An eating disorder, if I could get one, I'd love it. I like food too much.
You know what I mean?
So many lies there, and let's take them one at a time. First of all, you don't like food at all.
No, you don't.
You do
he
not.
Does.
Look
does.
At my car. Look at the
he
floorboard.
He does like food.
Yeah.
We've seen him.
Well, then he doesn't like the right foods because he eats like a dummy.
I know, that's right. I do eat like a dummy.
You went to the Peking Gourmet and you said, It's overrated.
Well, I didn't like the ambiance.
It's the greatest. You see, it's that's wrong.
I don't
wrong.
Like getting a strip mall. That's What's wrong with that? So, but no, I don't have. I have the palate of a 10-year-old.
Right.
You're right.
All right.
But on my
a
end,
fat little 10-year-old.
I just wish. I wish.
That you are exactly so the size you ought to be.
No, no, no. I need to lose at least 15.
What? Stand up.
Yes.
Stand up.
I'm going to tell you my weight right now. 181. If I can be,
that's right,
if I can be,
and how tall are you?
What, I'm 5'11" on a good day.
That's almost perfect.
No. Yeah. If I could be by Reno, this is my goal weight.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
by Reno, if I could be 173.
Now you know
I'll be
that
good to go.
Our flight to Reno is not like the flight to Haiti. You don't have a certain weight you have to be.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, baby.
Stand up.
I'll
for
be
me.
There.
Let me
a
see
less
how you
than
look.
3 weeks.
Let me see how you look. I think you look great. Don't you think he looks good?
Yeah, I never thought of him as overweight.
No.
Just exactly where he should be.
Yeah, don't lose weight. As a matter of fact, I think by Reno you should weigh 200.
No, I didn't lose. My girl gives me jabs all the time about it.
Well, tell her to pipe down.
Yeah, she's like,
and stay out of the glove box,
she's
baby.
Like, I mean, you know what? Yeah. Stay out of the glove box.
Yeah, stay out. And you know what? Maybe she should buy you a necklace.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, why don't you buy me something?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. So yeah, I think your weight is fine. Yeah. Start putting on weight.
I'm
and so- also eat better. Yeah. Eat smarter.
Can
be
I just
more
say,
of a
can
food
I just
guy.
Say, I'm sorry for talking about this, Shannon. Literally.
You're going to need to buy her a necklace.
I'm not buying her anything. She's on scholarship. Let's do this.
She apologized.
You know, you just brought up something I wanted to touch on today. What five words make you sound stupid?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to run down this list. No, I think it's good. It's really important to sound smart today, and they've put together a list of words we should try to eliminate from how we talk.
I'm sorry, can I just
oh, this just in.
And your laugh is not included anywhere on the list.
From Shannon.
Yes.
Your stomach is showing FYI.
Oh.
She's great, isn't she?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No necklace for her.
Must be nice.
From a website called firsttoknow.com, here are some shortcuts that you want to avoid to make yourself sound smart when you talk. Okay. Don't say actually. Don't say
people,
actually.
A lot of people say
yeah,
that.
You do it. A lot of times people say it to add extra punch to a sentence, but it really just means that what you're saying is in the present or it exists in reality, so it's assumed. Don't say basically. Don't say honestly. Don't say like. And their most important one, Oscar, don't say literally.
Literally.
Don't say it.
They literally mean that.
They literally
who wrote
do
that?
Mean it.
Some communist rag?
Yeah, this is. It's for fat Bolivians, I think. So anyway, stick around, folks.
I literally hate that list.
Well, I'll literally give it to you. Honestly, you can basically keep it for yourself.
Honestly, cool.
For all time. Stick around. We're going to come back and do the audio vault.
We're that far already?
Yeah, we are.
Wow.
It's the MikeOMaraShow.com. Stop the open, start the Bee Gees. Time for the literal audio vault,
which is really brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating.
Actually, a great company.
Get your system ready for winter now. Call CB Lucas for all your heating, AC, and plumbing needs. In fact, especially if your system's older than dirt, you can start saving on utility bills right now.
They literally fixed my air conditioning.
Did they?
Yeah.
CB Lucas has 48 months, same as cash financing, or instant rebates on high-efficiency train systems. Offer ends October 31st. Do what we do. Call 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website. That's 855-CB-LUCAS.
Do that. And Oscar, make sure you stay away from the Halloween candy with your stomach hanging out.
300 calories and little peanut M&Ms.
No wonder her sandwiches she's making are so small.
Yeah.
She's trying to save your life.
You know what's funny? That she wrote, my stomach is showing this is before I called her out for calling me fat.
Uh-huh.
She
wrote did
it
she really?
She actually heard the conversation.
Wow. That's
isn't
great.
That surreal?
That's great.
Evidence.
You guys are well matched.
She was looking out for
you. They're going to be a great married couple for a very brief period
of time.
Be
really good fights.
All right. In the audio vault, Donald Trump, big, awesome, exciting win, huge, big. I really wish Mike was here for this, but I've got to go with it. Because tomorrow, Donald Trump says he's going to be ready, he thinks, to make a big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to really affect the president.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very big. And so where does he go? He goes to Fox and Friends.
Whatever.
And what I love about Donald Trump, and I really do like this about him, he doesn't really do talk shows. He just phones in.
Yeah,
and like on the Today Show or Fox and Friends,
less effort.
They're forced to sit there and talk to him on the phone. Mm-hmm. And this is essentially Mike's impression of Trump. This might as well be Mike calling into Fox and Friends.
We have sources, Donald, who tell us.
And by the way, that's Steve Doocy.
Steve Doocy.
Hi, Steve.
We have sources, Donald, who tell us that you have a large, bordering on gigantic, announcement this week.
I do. It's going to be announced probably on Wednesday, but I have something very, very big concerning the President of the United States. And it's going to be very big.
Very big.
I know one thing, you will cover it in a very big fashion.
Well,
very
will
big.
It change the election?
Possibly.
Wow. Is it personal or is it have to do with how he governs?
It's all in one, everything. It's very big.
Very big. So,
bigger than anybody would know.
Yeah. It's bigger than anyone would know. It's big, it's large, it's not small, it's not inconsequential, it's not tiny.
What could it be? We need to just stop paying attention to it.
No, mm-hmm. I'm so excited because you know this is going to be nothing, but it's very, very big.
Exactly.
And I love that he says that it's not only big, but Fox News is going to cover it in a big way because it's big.
That man almost ran for president.
I know. Yes. And he may still again someday.
Oh, and he led in the polls, I think, at one point early on.
Yeah, yeah. Big lead. The lead was big, not small. Very big.
Very big.
Let's look back to, I believe it was Friday that Tom Hanks was on Good Morning America and dropped the F-bomb. Yep. Let's have that take,
can
please.
You speak in that accent?
Yes, we have. Oh, that one?
Yes.
Oi. Oi. Mostly it's swear words, so that's a little bit of
it. Well, if you say it with an accent like that, they won't sound like swear words.
I want people to buy me
And I love the crew going,
yeah.
And I found this tape. I really enjoy this. The new version of Toy Story.
Walt Disney Pictures presents a totally new animated motion picture event.
According to my Navicomputer,
shut up! Just shut up, idiot!
The story of two toys.
Oh, Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic. I'm lost. Andy is gone. They're going to move from their house in 2 days and it's all your headed for a showdown.
Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you talking about?
I think that means more to Mark and I because we've had to sit through Toy Story so many times. Yeah, but I do enjoy the notion of Woody screaming cuss words. Mm-hmm. Love that. Good news, as we get close to the holidays, CeeLo Green is finally releasing his Christmas album.
Oh, I can't
He's going to release.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. And he actually does one original song. It's a duet with the Muppets. And I think you'll enjoy this. He samples Mana Mana. The old Muppet song. I think you'll like this. This is a CeeLo Green song, All I Need Is Love. Santa don't know what to get me. Stay with it for a second. I just want to see my baby. All I need is love. Oh, yeah. All I need is love. I'd love to hate it, but it is so instantly catchy. I imagine it'll get some...
I like his stuff.
But I did find out something interesting. The song Mana Mana, which Buzz will tell you is based on the phrase.
There's a French song that was out first called Mais Non, Mais Non, which means but no, but no.
But no, but this was actually written in the 1960s by an Italian composer called Pierre Umiliani, and it was for a documentary called Sweden, Heaven and Hell, which doesn't seem very Muppet-esque, especially when you find out that it was a look at sexuality in Sweden that covered lesbian nightclubs, porno films, swingers, and sex education of teenagers. Also looked at drug addiction, alcoholism, and suicide.
Just forward that to me.
Yeah, so think of that the next time you watch Sesame Street.
Alligator.
Alligator. Have you seen the tape? And I saw it first yesterday afternoon about the beluga whale imitating human speech.
Saw that this morning.
Pretty wild.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I did not see
that. They call it the canary of the sea because it actually does try to imitate other noises.
Wow.
This is a beluga whale called Knock.
So it's a whale that's a mimic.
It is. It's a.
It's the Michael Marrow of whales.
It's called a beluga whale.
Yeah, it is.
You walked right into that.
So, this is an actual whale. This whale has passed, but this is tape that they've released of the whale imitating human voice, and it's kind of creepy to me. The voice it's imitating is Lowell Melser.
God, you know what? You beat me to that punch, damn it.
Sorry about that. I am so sorry about that. Except not really.
Not really.
They were talking yesterday. You know, Honey Boo Boo is doing a lot of press.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it?
Well,
I think it's really
great.
Let's
put her in a boat with Donald Trump.
I think that it'd be a big boat. It'll be a great boat. I was really, it's just really sad that they are driving. Because remember, when all is said and done, Honey Boo Boo is a kid. It's a little kid, and they're driving her too hard.
But it's also a celebration of ignorance, that show.
It absolutely is.
I mean, and look,
well said.
There's something, and I watch it because it's what pop culture is all about, and I got to keep track of
it. It's our job to track.
Sure. Bread and butter.
They eat a lot of bread and butter.
The Jersey Shore, for some, and I don't know, because they were adults, and...
I think the problem has to do with that it is a kid.
You expect that these young 20-somethings, whether you're on the Jersey Shore, or you're at college, or you're on the West Coast, you do dumb ass growing up. That's how you learn, and you make mistakes, and you learn from them. But because she's a little girl, and everybody around her seems to have the same mentality, and we sit there and watch it, you sit there and you're like, this is just a celebration of ignorance.
Yes. And that's one of the most troubling things, because it is a kid, and she was on with Dr. Drew. I feel bad that, A, she's on with Dr. Drew. I feel bad
Dr. Drew.
I feel bad that Dr. Drew has to do the interview, because it's really below him. Mm-hmm. I think he's much better than this.
Yeah.
And at one point, she's so tired, I think, of doing press, or maybe just physically tired, Honey Boo Boo pretends to be asleep. And when Dr. Drew proceeds with the interview, she takes a poke at him, takes a swing at his face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's really, really awkward.
Back with Honey Boo Boo Child and Mama G.
And, you know, poor Dr. Drew that he has to do that out of spots. Back with Honey Boo Boo Child. Like, he's morally safer.
Back with Honey Boo Boo Child and Mama June. Honey Boo Boo, you all right?
She's stretching.
Let me ask you some questions, honey. I know. Everybody always wants to talk to you. Is it difficult to be on TV? Is she sleeping?
Pretending.
Is there something exciting you'd like to talk about?
Got a good bit going on.
Alana, come on out so we can get this done so we can go.
Yeah, Alana.
Huh? Get up.
Time to dance.
Brain wreck.
It's all right. She's not hitting me.
She did take
like
a
TV and run and race.
No,
you don't like it. Tell me. Why? How come?
Because fans come up to me and I hate it.
You hate
it?
You hate it.
Oh, that bright light of fame.
It's tough. But also, really, can you blame the child that the fans come up to me and I hate it? Well, do you think they're coming up to you because your mom is putting you on every talk show?
God.
I feel so bad for the little kid, but I also, you know, my kids
How
watch
much
it.
Are they getting paid? Does anybody know?
I think it was up to $40,000 an episode. That's the one
That's
I most
it?
Recent. For the family.
Seasons?
Yeah.
Wow.
1,000 seasons at $40,000.
I'm sure they're spending it on education.
And ketchup. They're spending it on education and ketchup.
Right.
There are still, apparently, the undecided voters are the ones that are going to decide this election.
Who are these people?
They did a panel on the Hannity program, and I love the Hannity show, except I don't. And they spoke to the undecided voters after the debate last night. Uh-huh. This was my favorite remark from an informed. Remember, this is not just an undecided voter. This is an undecided voter that they just... they selected and put on television to represent the undecided. Okay.
But trade is a big foreign trade thing. So it is a big thing in the economy.
Well said.
I think that clears it up.
I think so, too. And we close with David Letterman's take on the undecided, because really we only have, 2 weeks before the election?
Yeah, 2 weeks
Make
from
up your mind!
According to the latest polls, ladies and gentlemen, and the polls now, snapshots of public opinion as it exists right now. Latest polls indicate 6% registered voters undecided. Undecided. 6% registered voters. Make up your mind! For the love of God! You don't know who you're going to vote for? You're not undecided. You're idiots.
Heard that before.
Pick one.
Yeah. Remember when he didn't used to be political?
No, that's amazing.
Wild. Anyway, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Stick around. We're back in a moment with news right after this. MikeOMaraShow.com, and I really need to remind you guys that November 10th, that is our show at Circus Circus.
That's right.
2 weeks from this Saturday.
That's right. And stay tuned, folks, because there's still announcements to be made that might alter your evening that night. So all things happening here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Write it down in ink, and here is Buzz Burbank.
My calluses are coming along nicely.
Charlie Callis.
The news today brought to you by customized life-saving courses from Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers American Heart Association courses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield, but they can also bring those courses to your business, and the courses can be tailored to your business's schedule. You can have them all in one day or spread them out over several days. To get life-saving training courses for your business, call April at 703-822-9040. That's 703-822-9040. and like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Let your employees take a class to save a life.
I got a great note from someone who was actually meeting with April today, and she said she has to really be careful when she meets and talks to her not to say her name the way I say
it. Which is how.
April!
Thank you.
And I said, please, when you see her, please do that. She will like that.
She will love that.
She will scream at her, and it's great, and here's news.
Thank you.
Is it big, Rob?
It's huge. It's great. It's great. Large. It's not small. Not diminutive. It's nice. Big. Large. Win.
Okay. My analysis. This makes twice in a row that Mitt Romney's come in third in a two-man debate against President Obama. In last night's third and final matchup, and in the one before it, viewers say Obama won, with tie in second place and Romney third. The CBS poll had 53% of undecided voters saying Obama won last night. That's more than twice the 23% for Romney.
We asked the undecided voters about the debate, and here's what they said.
But trade is a big foreign trade thing. So it is a big thing in the economy.
Which is what I was going to say.
I can see your point.
Mm-hmm.
24% called it a tie, one more than Romney had. And although other snap polls made last night's debate a closer contest, it's clear voters consider Obama the winner of the second and third debates. It could be argued that Romney won the set in that he got more of a bump in the polls out of the debates than I've heard that argument.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be fair and cover it.
Do you think that is a conservative argument?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
It's a silly question.
Third debates don't usually make much impact, but a lot's been unusual about this presidential race. And although most voters have already made up their minds, there were, I think, a few tilt factors for undecideds to consider last night, and they are. If I'm running against Obama, I go after him hard on Benghazi. He was vulnerable. Romney didn't do that. And his fellow Republicans have got to be dismayed this morning. Opportunity missed.
Right.
Romney got owned by Obama when he called Russia our biggest threat, with Obama responding the 1980s are calling and asking for their foreign policy back.
Right.
Romney got owned by Obama when he said our Navy has fewer ships than it had in 1917. We heard the tape earlier, bringing Obama's already famous response. This was viral last night. We also have fewer horses and bayonets. We have these things called aircraft carriers, and planes land on them. We have ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines. This is not a game of battleship. At that point, it would have just been mean for the president to point out Romney's confusion about the geography of the Middle East. Quoting Romney, Syria is Iran's only ally in the Arab world. It's their route to the sea. That's wrong. Iran has a large coastline of its own on the Persian Gulf and shares no land border with Syria.
Has anyone on the conservative or Republican side offered any reason why it is that everyone seems to agree Romney came out soft last night?
He did.
And
he
it
was
is not the same candidate that we saw in the first debate at all. Does he think that he can coast? What's his deal?
Here's what I think happened in both cases. I think both candidates heard the complaints from viewers and voters that last time was too mean. But more than that, they were both instructed by their debate trainers
to temper themselves,
to behave in a statesmanlike manner. And I think that's what they were trying to do. And I think maybe in Romney's case, he may have been so focused on that and so, frankly, tired from the campaign, and who can blame him,
right,
that he just missed that opportunity. Although he was more engaged last night than Obama was in the first debate, there were just so many things that Romney let slide, so many opportunities that he missed. And on that alone, I think he lost the debate.
Mm-hmm. Also, tough. I think Obama's handlers have him using his hands more. He was using his hands a lot last night. He's always been a hand guy, but he was using his hands a lot.
That's why they call him handlers.
That's right. And the purple socks on Bob Schieffer.
Stop with that. For his part, Obama did have some twisted reality, to be fair, but none of it quite as obvious to viewers as Romney as the ones we just illustrated. Now, by nearly all accounts, until we hear the next post-debate polls, the race is still neck and neck. And once again, because of our electoral college system, this election will be decided in Ohio. End of story.
Done.
This election will be decided there. Unfortunately, even Ohio has the candidates tied at 47%, according to a Suffolk University poll. But a Quinnipiac poll for CBS News gives Obama a 50-45 lead over Romney in Ohio. And a UPI poll shows that when you ask voters nationwide who they think will win the election, they choose Obama with 53%, only 36% think Romney will win.
And Ohio is notorious for being full of liars.
What?
Really?
I just made that up. I'm just trying to make it fun.
I'm calling Katie. Yeah. Katie's going to take issue with that.
Yeah, that's why she moved out.
And there are just 2 weeks left in this long and difficult campaign. The candidates will be all over the swing states in that 2 weeks. Trump says he has a surprise about Obama.
It's big. It's going to be big. And you're going to cover it in a big way.
Gloria Allred says she has a surprise about Romney.
Ooh.
And we...
She's pregnant.
We have a live election special at MikeOMaraShow.com 2 weeks from tonight.
I can't wait. It's going
to
be awesome.
Look forward to it. Thank you for joining me for that. And everybody's welcome to join. It'll be kind of a crazy party thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bring Todd.
As election nights go.
No, Todd, you can stay home, but send Todd.
I'll send Todd over.
I'd like that. Tell him there'll be wings.
He won't want to drive.
Drive Todd and drop him off.
I said, hey, Todd, you want to come to Towson for a Hoarderween for Big Owen Dukes? He's like, it's too far. I was like, thanks, friend.
Send a car.
See you later.
Send a car.
If you were really a friend, you would have had the event in Clarendon.
Yeah. Now, he said if it was in Boston,
sounds like Lowell.
I don't know. It's pretty far away.
I think there are some similarities there.
Rob ever tell you guys my idea? I think that we need a podcast that consists of Todd and Lowell together.
Yes.
No.
It would just be a big wine.
If you want to run it, that's awesome.
we don't have to put it online. I just think they ought to
just
do
them?
One.
Just them?
Yes, right.
And I really think something just earth-shattering just happened. Oscar declined a podcast.
Well, he's not on it. See, I didn't say he was on it.
Well, no, but then I have to hand. I'm Todd's handler.
Right, right. And I'd be Lowell's. Yeah, that'd be a mess.
I bet you are.
All right. Out of politics, but back to Ohio, in Canton, Ohio.
Liars, all liars.
In Canton, Ohio, a high school senior has been ordered by the school board to cut his hair. The student, who has a 3.5 grade average, has been told he will face disciplinary action if he doesn't get a haircut, even though he has grown it to donate to Locks of Love, a charity for kids who lose their hair in cancer treatment.
That is so horrible.
And in Encinitas, California, some parents are threatening to sue their school district for teaching yoga. The parents are afraid their kids are being indoctrinated with Eastern religion.
Illegal it is.
The dictionary does not define yoga as a religion. And finally, I never bought the argument that paper beats rock just because it can cover it. So the idea that umbrella beats chainsaw may make my head explode.
What?
In Pennsylvania, let's call it Pennsyltucky for this story.
Okay.
Two men got into an argument. They were sharing a house, and at the height of the argument, 59-year-old Ronald Tanner changed the locks on the door. This made his 76-year-old former roommate angry enough to grab a chainsaw and cut his way through the door. A chase through the yard ensued, the chainsaw still running. The man with the chainsaw caught up with his ex-friend and threatened to cut him with said chainsaw.
Right.
Police say Ronald fended off the chainsaw attack with an umbrella.
Ow!
Umbrella beats chainsaw.
Wow.
Boom. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Settles it. I'm bringing an umbrella tomorrow to work. Today's show.
Brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. Nothing like ditching your glasses or contacts. Talk to the TLC staff. They're friendly, experienced, the equipment state of the art, and their lifetime commitment unforgettable. TLC locations all over the nation. When you move, you're covered. To schedule your free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020 or find them online at tlcvision.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it here on the Mike O'Mara Show, TLC Laser Eye Center.
Simply the best. We are back tomorrow with another brand new one. Thank you, Mike O'Mara, for calling in from Haiti.
Yeah.
And have a very safe trip home tomorrow. We look forward to having him back. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Rob.
And thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Creme brulee.
Ha ha ha.